Good evening. It's Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. This is the monthly meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board. I'm the chair, Michael Novick, and our secretary, Janine Roan, will call the roll.
Thank you. Michael Adler.
Present.
Thank you. Alan Beek. Fred Blair.
Fred Blair is present.
Thank you. Sandy Childs. I believe she asked for an excused absence.
Too. I believe she did. She's really quite ill. She can't make these evening meetings.
Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Thank you. Jan Goodman.
It's my understanding she'll be here soon.
Okay, thank you. Eric C. Jacobson.
Here.
Thank you. Avelia Jones. Ali Lexa.
Ali, you're muted.
I'm here.
Thank you. Barbara Marbach. Michael Novick.
Present.
Thank you. Rob Macon. Robert Payne. Lydia Ponce said that she would be delayed in joining. So, Myla.
Can I just say that Robert Payne seems to have an ongoing problem in terms of being audible for us, but he did put in the chat that he is here.
He's on. He said he was on Nancy's Zoom, so I renamed him. It'd be helpful if he could.
Anyway, he has indicated in the chat that he's here, and this is Myla, and yes, I'm here.
Okay, maybe if Robert could give us an audible here, but I've got Myla, Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Thank you. Rocio Rivas said that she had a conflict. She may be able to join us later. Paul Roberson.
Present.
Thank you. Janine Roan, myself, I'm here. Mansoor Sabah. Oscar Ulloa, I believe, has a conflict as well, and will try to join later. Helena Basilius.
Excuse me, but Mansoor. Sent in a request for an excused absence.
Thanks.
Did you get that, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Paulina Vasilia.
Present.
Thank you. Beth von Guten.
That's unmute, I think.
Yeah, I think she's here, but Beth?
Hello? I wasn't muted on this end. I'm present.
Okay, thank you. Harvey Wasserman? Okay, am I missing someone? Lydia.
Mikkel?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you.
Robert Payne indicated in the chat that he's video editing and he can't speak because it would create noise at his end. So I think we should mark him as present.
This is Beth. That's not legal. It doesn't comply with California law. And it doesn't just jeopardize his participation. It jeopardizes the legality of the entire meeting.
Can you tell us the California code that can you cite the precise California law that you're referring to?
I have previously. It's buried in my notes. I can produce it later. I'm not going to dig through I need to focus on the agenda right now, but I have provided it in the past for the entire meeting. And you can look it up yourself. Thanks.
Well, you're the one who's saying that there's this law exists, and I question it.
Eric, to the stack, Michael.
Go ahead.
Can we stick to some semblance of order, please?
Yeah, the question is, do we have a quorum?
Yeah, we only have 12. I don't know how we went from 13 to 12, but...
Well, because we're not counting Robert Payne at the moment.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, Bella.
Mr. Chair, you are very aware of that California law. I think you should, as chair, address that. Because you know you have received it and we have voted on it. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't have a citation in front of me, but we did agree that people had to be audible on the call based on the what was read to us. So we're still waiting for a quorum at the moment.
Jan Goodman.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina Jan Goodman, just read.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, Jan. So we're going to get underway. Normally, Lydia Ponce does a land back acknowledgement, and she won't be on the call until later on. But I think we all recognize that we are on indigenous land and of the Tongva and other tribal people in this area, unceded and stolen. And she also usually makes a comment about our comportment on these calls and keeps us in mind of treating all our relations, human or otherwise, with respect. So please do keep that in mind. I'd like to have timekeepers for this meeting, both for the agenda items and for the speakers. Are there some volunteers for that? Don't all speak at once.
I can try to keep time. I know I'm not the best choice.
Well, you're trying to keep notes. That's okay. Bella, could you keep time for the agenda items and...
How much time,
Eric?
What is the protocol?
Well, the agenda items are listed in the agenda, so 15 okay. minutes, 10 minutes, it varies. For the speakers, Eric, could you keep time? It's 90 seconds per speaker.
I suppose so.
Thank you.
Michael, I'm sorry. Can we get Jan to? It took her a little while to get on. I was hoping that she could just. Let us know that she's present. Jan Goodman.
Yeah, I heard her say Jan here.
Hello, let's see. Am I
Yeah, you're audible. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm here. Hello.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's been a while.
That's fine. So the next item on our agenda is approving the proposed agenda, which everybody got. I think we did have one addition to it. From the director's reports, we need to have a few minutes at the end for a closed session to hear a report from the PNB. Is that correct?
Chair Shidman, I have an addition to the agenda.
Okay. I heard a yes on that. Jan, what's your addition?
A discussion about the LSB election and the disappeared candidates.
A point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order, Paulina?
I think it's, in terms of procedure, somebody needs to move to adopt the agenda. Somebody
Thank you, yes.
After that,
okay. You're correct. Can somebody move the adoption of the agenda and then we'll take the amendments? Okay.
Chair, can you put the agenda in the chat, please? Or Janine, whoever could do it.
I can do it.
Thank you.
This is Beth with an addition.
I'm sorry, Beth, what were you saying?
I have an addition to the agenda, very brief.
Okay, so hang on a second. Jan, is there somewhere on the agenda you wanted to put the item you're suggesting?
It could be right before they talk about the LSB, you know, meeting, you know, coming, the new LSB members coming on, but hold on a second. It could be, it should be I'm sorry. Let me take a moment to figure it out while you guys are talking.
All right. Beth, you had something you wanted to add?
Yes, the KPFK Community Advisory Board Working Group report. It should take less than 2 minutes. You can put it at the end of committee report.
Okay. Any objection to that?
Payne is calling in. I'm present. Payne is calling in. I'm present.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. We heard you. Appreciate it.
Michael, I just renamed Robert Payne.
Yes, I see.
Thank you.
Michael, I've got my hand up.
Yes, Myla, did you want to add something else to the agenda?
I'm wondering if this would be the appropriate time to ask that we vote on a time certain for adjournment.
That's on the agenda at item K, so hold off, please. We'll get to it in a minute or two.
Thank you.
Jan, I'm going to suggest that your agenda item will go under new business because it is new business.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. As Lawrence verified, we do have to have a few minutes at the end for a closed session to hear a closed session report from the PNB regarding the sale of the building in Texas.
Oh, it actually, Michael?
Yes, Jen.
I think that it actually ought to go after where it says
we're not going to, it's a major discussion. We're not going to have it in the opening business. I'm sorry, that's impossible. We have to get to the GM report.
Okay.
So you can put it after the director's reports or somewhere else further down the agenda, but not in this, it's not opening business.
Okay. So I think it should come after, it should come either before or after the public comment, public comment 5.
Okay. All right. So that would be a new item, Roman numeral 6, and we'll change the other items accordingly.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any objections to the agenda as amended?
Mr. Chair, yes. This is Bella.
No, Bella? Sorry.
Yes. I see public comment number 3. I do not see public comment number 4 or 5. Did you say?
No, it's Roman numeral 5. Roman numeral 5 is public comment 2.
That's very different. That is very different. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I wasn't clear.
That's all right. Moving on. No objection.
Wait a second. I've got my hand up and I have an objection to the ruling of the chair with respect to the agenda.
Alan, keep signing in. I've joined the
meeting. Thank you, Alan. We heard you. Thank you. I'm sorry, the chair didn't rule anything about the agenda.
Well, you made a pronouncement about how the agenda would be ordered, and I disagree.
He put it quite early. I think it was a good place to put it.
Okay, thanks, Jen.
All right, thanks. My light emailed you whether you so I mean I hear no objections. The agenda as amended and approved. Thank you. Any objections? All right, hearing none. Myla, I had emailed you about whether you could read the Pacific Commission statement. Are you in a position to do that?
Did you say you emailed me about reading it?
Yeah.
Did you send me the mission statement?
I sent you a link to it. It's on pacifica.org. If you're not ready, I'll just go ahead and do it.
Well, okay, well, maybe next meeting I'll be happy to read it.
Okay, thank you. The Pacifica Foundation mission statement to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation, to establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operations to regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. So that is the Pacifica mission statement that guides our work and our station. And the next item on the agenda is consideration of the excused absence requests, if any. Janine, could you run through the list?
Okay, I have Sandy Childs. I have, Robert Payne has joined us. Rocio Rivas, Mansoor Sabah, and Oscar Yoa. Lydia Ponce, but I believe she's going to be joining us later. So,
okay, is there a motion to accept those?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Paulina moves to accept
Thank
all.
You.
Excuse us.
Any objection? Hearing none, the absence requests are excused. We have an appeal for funds for KPFK every meeting. We agree to do that, and we do urge people to donate to the station, to become sustaining members, and to enable us to carry out the mission that we just read. So please do so. You can go to kpfk.org and click on donate, and we'll be hearing from the general manager shortly about probably the past fund drive and the next one. And after action report and prior motions, there was a motion which was actually defeated to arrange for moderation or shut down the LSB list. Even though it was defeated, we did move ahead. So the list LSB at kpfk.org is now a moderated list open to the public. And your chair is moderating it. And LSB1 at kpfk.org is now an internal list for board business exclusively.
Mr. Chairman, my hand is raised.
Yes, go ahead, Myla.
Well, since Harvey Wasserman isn't with us this evening, I feel obligated to share a remark that he has made in the past about this agenda item, and that is, until the will of the vast majority of KPFK listeners who voted in the last election with respect to the bylaws is honored and the funds being raised are not being diverted for legal action, I think that we're not going to do very well with our fundraising, because we can't really expect people to fund a legal action that defeats the will of the listeners. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The next item on the agenda is setting next meetings, and we have a number of meetings we need to set. This existing local station board has to have a delegates assembly in early December to vote on any bylaws amendments that have been approved by the Pacifica National Board. So my suggestion for that would be the second Wednesday, which is the 8th, but if people want to do it on some other day, if Sunday is preferable, we could do it on a Sunday. Anybody want to make a motion regarding that?
Paulina, I'd like to make a motion.
Karen Goodman for the stack.
Okay, I heard Paulina first. Go ahead.
I would like to move that we convene the Delegates Assembly to vote on the bylaws amendments on the third Sunday of the coming month of December. Would that be too late, Michael?
I think that's too late relative to when the new board is seated. So maybe the second Sunday.
Second Sunday is fine. Yeah, I would move that. Second Sunday, 10:30.
Okay, Mr. Chair. Jan,
I second, Chair Lawrence.
Okay, I thank you. I just lost my screen here for a second. I think Jan was next, and then Bella.
Do we have copies of those motions, those amendments, or the motion that's supposed to be that we're supposed to be dealing with?
Well, I did send them around last time, and I sent links in the KPFK LSB news that I also sent to the LSB itself. So they're all posted on Pacifica.org. There are four amendments that are under consideration. Which ones you vote on would depend if any of them pass the PNB. There's no point to the delegates voting if they failed to be adopted by the PNB, because they're required to have both the support of the majority of the PNB and the majority of delegates at three of the five stations. So if they're defeated by the PNB, there's no point in discussing them.
I see. And what about the motions that we're supposed to talk about today? Did you send those out anytime soon? I mean, anytime recently? I mean, there were some motions mentioned in the agenda.
We'll get to that when we get to the motions. Right now, we're just talking about the scheduling the next meeting.
Oh, okay.
Please stay focused on that.
All right.
I see a hand. Bella, you want to say something? I see your hand up from Lawrence. Let's try to get this done quickly, please.
Okay, who is up, Lawrence or Bella?
Bella and then Lawrence.
Chair, okay. I raised my hand to second probably not motion already.
Yes, we heard that it was seconded. Thank you. Bella is next.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Yes, so the motions, because they were sent late, so late to the body of the secretary, they were, I don't know if everybody received them. I copied them. I printed some of them, but they got very late to the secretary. But I wanted to say that I remember at the governance committee, we discussed the 8th of December as being at par with the PNB meeting to deal with the amendments, the bylaws amendments. So are we still within that range for December, for this meeting that we're trying to set?
Yes, the second Sunday would be the 14th of December. That's prior to the next LSB meeting when the new members will be seated. I think it's within the time frame that the notice period was through December 8th, and then the PNB will vote on it, I think. I'm not sure when the PNB is voting, but if we vote on the 14th, I think we're in the time frame.
I'm not sure. I think we selected the 8th originally.
Yes,
but
there were a lot of, you'll recall, Bella, there were a lot of objections to this meeting and the evenings. This meeting is the delegates only. It doesn't involve the general manager. We can meet on the Sunday, the 14th. So
okay.
I'd like to see if we can agree to that.
Yeah, this is Lawrence.
Go ahead.
The PNB will be voting on those amendments at the second meeting in the month of December, which I believe it's probably the 11th or the 10th.
Yeah, okay, so perfect. So the 14th would work. The 8th would not. Thank you. Or let me look at the right month here, sorry. 12th, okay, yeah. The second Sunday in December is the 12th of December. And so that would be after the second PNB meeting on the 9th. So are there any objections to meeting at 10:30 a.m. as the delegates on Sunday, December 12th? Hearing none, that's adopted.
Yes, so delegates of the 2021 LSB, Chair.
Yes, the current LSB. The current LSB is sitting now. The new delegates will not be seated until the 15th. People
Chair,
in this meeting. Yes.
Can you just repeat the time again? I have December 12th.
December 12th, 10:30 a.m.
Thank you.
We are nearing time.
Please don't talk out of turn. My hand is raised. I'm sorry?
My hand is raised.
Yes, go ahead.
Would this be the time to talk about merging our LSD meeting with that delegates meeting?
No, there's another agenda item to discuss the next LSB meeting in a minute. You did get the agenda, so please try to refer to the agenda if you're worrying about when to bring items up, because they are on the agenda. So the next item is the December LSB meeting. The Governance Committee is proposing the third Wednesday, December 15th at 6 p.m. There are motions to that effect. Well, it actually is a motion from the Governance Committee. Myla, your hand is up. Go ahead.
I object.
Myla? Did you want to speak on that?
I think that it's, first of all, it's onerous to expect us to have two meetings in December. And I think that we should go back to our old schedule of meeting on Sunday mornings. I think that our, we accommodated our new general manager for this meeting, but I believe there was an agreement prior to taking the position. I think that our general manager agreed to our meetings and should have been apprised of our meeting schedule. And I hope that he would be able to accommodate us and attend our regular meetings rather than changing our schedule, especially since we have a board member who is not able to attend due to health concerns in the evening.
All right, thanks, Myla. The general manager had the same objection that Harvey Wasserman did about Friday evenings, which is a religious objection to a meeting on Sunday mornings. So we're going to honor that. Yeah, Lawrence, go ahead.
We have an obligation to the bylaws to see the incoming delegates on the 15th of December. I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, yes, you're right. They're completely different meetings. The delegates that are meeting on the 12th are not the same delegates that are meeting on the 15th or whenever we set that meeting for. Bella?
I believe that... the history of this committee has met and used to meet in the evenings at 7 p.m. in the middle of the week for many, many years. Then it was changed when there was some changes on the board, and it was pushed to 1 o'clock. And then it was changed to 10:30.
Okay, so I don't want to go into history, Bella. I'm sorry. We need to get this done, so I'm going to ask... for a vote on the question.
You are allowing everyone else to speak, right? And I do not appreciate that you are interrupting
me. Okay,
thank
you, Bella.
So the president...
So I'm asking for the secretary to call the roll on the motion from the Governance Committee to meet on the 15th, second Wednesday, third Wednesday of the month for the new LSB.
Okay, so a yes is for the 15th, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Michael Adler?
Yes.
Thank you. Fred Blair? Oh, Alan Beek. I'm sorry, Alan Beek's with us.
Alan, you have to unmute.
Alan here.
Yes, how do you vote on meeting the next meeting on Wednesday the 15th, the regular business meeting, to seat the new delegates?
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Fred Blair?
I pass.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto?
You have to unmute, Bella. Go on to the next one, please.
Jen Goodman?
I have a question. Are we really voting between the 12th and the 15th?
No, we set a separate meeting on the 12th. This is a meeting for the new seating of the new delegates of the regular business meeting on the 15th.
And what is the alternative to the 15th? It wasn't clear to me. It would be, I guess it would be the 19th, right?
conceivably. We agreed at the last meeting we were accommodating the general manager for the last 2 meetings of the year. So, you know, people are going back on that.
I'm going to pass right now.
All right, thank you.
Bella votes yes.
Thank you, Bella. Continue
Eric
with the roll,
C.
please.
Jacobson, yeah. Eric C. Jacobson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
Same.
Thank you. Robert Payne?
He probably left the phone. Just go on.
Yeah, I have him on. I'll keep going and circle back to him. Myla Reeson?
No.
Thank you, Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Thank you. Paul Roberson?
Abstain.
Thank you. Janine Roan is a yes. Paulina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Thank you. Beth Van Guten?
Yes.
Thank you. Going back to Fred Blair?
Yes.
Thank you, Jan Goodman.
Is this a meeting that the current LSB members won't be attending?
The current LSB is setting the next meeting. At that meeting, the new members will be seated. We have to post it and notice it.
Okay. I would say no. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And then also Robert Payne, to see if he's able to vote.
He voted in the chat that it's an inconvenient truth.
All right. Without that vote, and I don't know whether the chair does the chair vote?
Chair is voting yes.
Okay. So that's 10 yeses and 2 noes and 2 abstains.
Okay. Thank you. The last item here regarding meetings is I was proposing a non-business meeting and orientation prior to the seating of the new delegates to orient people to the powers and duties of the LSB. If it's going to take any discussion at all, I'll just do it informally. Okay, we're just going to move on. Next item is approving the remaining minutes, which were attached.
Paulina, we have moved to approve the minutes.
Longer seconds.
Okay, Eric, those are the minutes.
Eric,
okay.
Michael on that.
All right, thank you.
Fred has a correction for the minutes.
Okay, hang on a second, Fred, because Eric was on the stack first.
I haven't had a chance to look at them, so I would ask that we perhaps approve them at the next meeting, or even if we're allowed to, at the Delegates Assembly, just as a minor order of business.
I think it'd be correct, Andrew. Fred, what was your correction?
Yes, the minutes I read over do not have a label at the top specifying that these are the minutes of the KPFK LSB for a meeting the October meeting, whatever. That needs to be added to the minutes. And by the way, minutes are always correctable. They're never fixed.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, I misspoke reading the agenda. We're not talking about all the minutes. There's just one set of minutes that were sent with the agenda, and that's what we're talking about. So with that correction, is there any objection to approving the minute, those minutes? They can be corrected again later if necessary. I'd rather not postpone it because then we're going to
take a second, Michael. Just take a quick second, which is we put an asterisk on the item that I introduced that failed, but now has been adopted anyway. If we could put a little asterisk in the minutes about the after action that occurred, I'd appreciate it. I'm talking about the minutes that.
Okay, that objection can be noted in this meeting, but that's fine. All right, I don't take that as an objection, so I'm going to say those minutes were approved. And after our corrections, we will get to them. So the last item is the time certain for adjournment. Did you have a proposal, Myla?
Yes, I'd like to propose that we adjourn by 8:30 p.m.
Is there an objection to 8:30? The agenda that we adopted.
Information, Chair.
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me finish.
Let me finish
my sentence. The agenda that we did approve at 153 minutes, which would be a little past that. What was the request for information, Lawrence?
That was my request.
Okay.
What was the minute set for? I mean, the agenda set for? Is it 8:45, 9 o'clock?
It's looks like it's 8:43, something like that.
Paulina with a request for information.
Go ahead, Paulina.
We're supposed to adjourn to executive session, correct?
Yeah, we need some time for that.
Right. So.
All right. All right. Any objections to 8:30? Then, with the understanding that we'll have an executive session for a few minutes after that. Okay, hearing none, we'll set that time after adjust accordingly. The next item up is the general manager report. Mikhail, take it away.
Thank you, Chair. In my last report, I talked about governance and financials. I stated that I would have preferred to maintain an accounting job position at the station rather than outsourcing it. Nevertheless, it seems that that position had been a source of various kinds of minor misdeeds during KPFK's recent history. Furthermore, it was difficult to know with certitude and in depth the nuts and bolts of the profit and loss account until recently. Well, I want to underwrite that this is not going to be the case since the past October. I think we now have a clear picture of our financials, which will help us know the actual situation of KPFK. I can brief you that we have not hit the ground yet. This GM's ultimate concern is to have the time to rebound and get our station back on track, making it better. So here's my first point to you, the directors of the KPFK local station board. We together need to buy the time to regain the confidence, trust, respect of our lapsed audience. The concerns about the sustainability of the station revolve around programming. Actually, everything revolves around programming. That is plain common sense. If we were an industrial bakery, we were concerned by the loss of profits because of the loss of consumers. We could argue for a myriad of reasons, but the bottom line would always be the quality, the reliability of our product, the bread, and how to regain back our consumers to regain profits. Well, it turns out, obviously, we're not an industrial business. We are a community radio station. Yet we also have a product, our programming grid, and want to regain our lost consumers, our listeners. We want to do so for the profit, which in our case is to fulfill the mission that we've already heard by our chair. This mission cannot be fully accomplished if we aren't able to regain the trust of our community. So as in many things in life, regaining trust once we've lost it will take some time. That is why I was using the expression buying time. Why do we need to buy time? Well, because benefiting from the results of effective programming takes time, like a plant. We can hopefully replant a good seed, but we'll not be able to skip a time where watering and care of this plant will be necessary. And that is precisely the same in radio. Therefore, to see the results, we need to revamp our programming grid in the first phase. That requires thought and work behind it, a job that began even before my tenure as a GM and I've been working with. I'm gathering all the info, I'm gathering data, I can, all the data I can to find the best possible grid. But hopefully, by sometimes tweaking some shows, other times renewing a whole time slot, eventually we will be able to see the results in the form of rising listenership. My job, our job at the station is to put in place this programming. As directors of the local station board, your job should be, I think, to spread the good news and reach out to your friends, family, colleagues, co-workers, etc., and help raising funds necessary for this transition to occur. So do as much as you can to help the plane take off, yet not by micromanaging. To recap my first idea, we at the station are doing two jobs, making sure we're going to plant a good seed and remove all the weeds around. When I'm talking about removing all the weeds around, I'm talking about monitoring the payable accounts to slim this account as best as feasible to keep doing our job. That's the thing. You should minimally water this plant until it can maintain itself. I don't want to commit to a specific date to put the new grid into place. Just let me tell you, it has to be as soon as possible, and obviously you'll be informed. Meaning, if it can be done next month, then it should be done the following month for sure. The process to implement it, will also require, obviously, your support. And when the time comes, I will ask you to raise your awareness and see ahead and look ahead. Also, I would like to provide you with a basic framework to understand that, well, you know, we don't get 100% of what we want in life, yet once we commit to this grid, to this programming, we should maintain this grid and construct upon it. I have no doubt we'll be able to overcome this situation. As a final point regarding the programming, I'd like you to know that we regain our subscription to Radio Research Consortium. This is the organization that monitors the audience. We've been without this piece of information since January 21. Well, now we have it again. So we were literally flying blind at the time. So that, as I said, that is one of the most, if not the most, single piece of intelligence we need to assemble the new programming grid. The second part is to complain about decisions of the Pacifica National Board. We cannot continue to shoot ourselves in our feet. Most of you may not know, some of you know, but most of you know, but KPFK as an employer was on one side of the table while the union was on the other side. So far, so good. The thing is that after a year of negotiation to have a collective bargaining agreement, a year to have a contract, the Pacifica National Board voted on the side of the union in favor of the union proposal. I have not participated in any meetings, not met any union representative so far in an official capacity. All I can say is what an impressive expenditure of time, effort, and money to finish accepting something we didn't want to buy. What moral deficiency do we have to not be able to maintain our position to the point of hurting ourselves? That shouldn't happen again. Another issue for you to consider is using such a lengthy negotiation to get a one-year term contract. One-year term contract. I understand that such an agreement should be in place for a reasonable amount of time, let's say 2 or 3 years, for the benefit of both parties, KPFK and the union staff. That's what I wanted to say. Before your questions, today I've got my on-air report. I would like to finish my report with you, focusing again on making an effort on your behalf to be as positive as possible. Everything that we do online or anywhere that is not positive will hurt the station. That's it. Do you really think our listeners care about the diatribes expressed publicly? Do you really think they care at all about one group or another? Really? Do you think? They don't care at all. They only want to hear a programming as progressive as possible. They even don't want to hear me today, but I'm going to do this today. Frankly, I cannot understand. We have a webpage, we have YouTube, we have channels. I think that the station is a fantastic media, a fantastic tool to promote all these things. And it's as easy as having, 7 times a day, a 20 seconds promo saying, hey, you want to know what is going on with our local station board? Please click on kpfk.org board. I'm not saying this for the world. I'm saying about everything that is going inside the station. I think that we should avoid to do this kind of programming on the air. That's my humble opinion. The only result we will get is losing more and more support and contribution. Again, think of that every time a negative thought crosses your mind while you are on your computer. Please. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, thank you, Mikhail. So we have some time now for questions from the local station board, then 10 minutes of public comment, if you can stay. I know that you're going to be on the air tonight, but if you can stay with us a few minutes longer for the questions.
Sure.
I see hands up from Paulina, Lawrence, and Janine so far. If you're on the phone, you can ask for the stack by hitting *9. Paulina, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikhail, for your report. I'm in complete agreement that we all need to be very positive about
you
promoting
are unmuted.
Our project. My question is very specific about what programs can do now to help raise funds for the station. And one model that I've seen around the network that seems to at least want to work, and that is the Buddy program on BAI. The idea is for programs to do, you know, maybe 30-second, 50-second, 1-minute spots saying, if you're enjoying this show, if you like the fact that we covered this, that, and the other thing, become a friend of this station by becoming a friend of this show and supporting us at, say, $5 a month. You know, become a friend of KPFK, well, in this case, right? Become a friend of KPFK at $5 for $10, $15 a month towards our show, but it goes to our station to make sure that this show can continue without being preempted for the fund drive. And those could be very brief spots throughout, you know, different, you know, we could produce good ones throughout the shows. And then each show kind of brings in their audience as support for that particular show. In the past, many listeners have complained about how they donate to KPFK when they want to donate to a particular show to support KPFK, but can't really do that. What do you think about that plan that, you know, has been implemented at other stations?
I have no objection, Paulina. I think that this should be a must. I think, obviously, on the honor report, I'm not going to explain this to the listeners. I'm just going to say that for me, preemption is not an option. So I think that everyone should pitch. And actually, on our next fund drive, which is going to be from December the 7th until the 22, I hope that we have a webinar by Christine with all the parameters. I would like to suggest, I have no power to say, hey, go to this webinar, but I would like that everyone goes to this webinar. And besides this, we have other ideas. But for sure, preemption is not an option. And what are you saying? I think that this should be we can think of it and implement it right away. This is called self-teaching. Okay,
Sorry, just to clarify, I was talking about doing this throughout the year, not just during fund drives. Thank you, Michael.
I understand. Throughout the year.
Okay, so Eric, if you could please keep track of time, 90 seconds for people. And if people do have questions, Mikhail, if you could just jot them down, and then we'll give you a little time at the end rather than doing the back and forth. So I have Lawrence, Janine, Bella, Myla.
thank you, Mikhail. I would say we have a lot of bakers in the kitchen making bread. And so I think one of the things that we have a sustainable program, and the model at WBI is losing $26,000 a month. So I don't think that's a model that we should emulate, right? I think one of the models of stations that are doing a lot with very little are stations like WPFW that has reduce the amount of bakers in the kitchen, if you will, the amount of bakers baking bread. So I think you should definitely collaborate with the GM there as well. So my point and question to you, Mikhail, are you going to be submitting a plan in regards to how we're going to get those consumers back that could start buying the bread again, if you will? Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll save the questions till the end, please. Janine is next.
Hi, thank you. Thanks, Mikhail. I just wanted to, two things. I wanted to just reiterate what I've said before about, I really am frustrated that the business manager position does not exist anymore. I really felt that was bad timing, and I really still am an advocate for some sort of part-time help in the office. Still would save a great deal of money if the decision was made for a money reason. I'm just talking about the position, not talking about specific personnel. It's a lot for you to get through, and I handle bills and that sort of thing. And I think that's a disservice to you as a new GM. And so I will continue to fight for that on whatever front I can. The other thing and this might be something for others, to the directors, to help answer, but there is a lot of unknown when you talk about the union and the deal made with the union. And I'm just curious, and maybe the directors can answer this as well, but is there any time that we get appraised of what the final situation is? Because, I'm pro-union. I'm a union member myself, but I also know that we're overextended. So, and there's all these different areas that could have been negotiated within the union deal. So,
You're over time, Janine.
Can anyone answer that for me, including Mikhail?
Okay. Bell is next, then Myla, and then we'll give Mikhail a chance, and we'll take public comment. Bell, you have to unmute.
Yeah, you have Paul Robeson's hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see it. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Bella here.
Yeah, go ahead.
We passed a 15-minute mark on the agenda 2 minutes ago.
Okay, thank you. So that was a time comment for the agenda item. So let's very quickly hear from Myla.
I would like to motion to extend 10 minutes, please.
I second, Chair Lawrence.
Is there any objection? Realize it's going to eat into something else. And also the GM will need to leave pretty soon.
That's okay.
All right.
This is Beth with a concern. that if we have a time certain to end, to extend this item means cutting something
okay.
else.
Right, understood. So,
Mr. Chair?
Nonetheless, I'm sorry, were there objections to extending, understanding that it's going to cut into something else?
We don't
okay,
have
hearing none. Okay, hearing none, go ahead, Bella.
Okay, thanks. Mikhail, thank you for being here. And I know how difficult it is. I second everything that Janine said. Not to belittle that, I am also very upset over the fact that the GM, that the business manager was removed in the manner in which it was, without thought of a replacement. I want to also ask you about the next town hall event, which is scheduled for this Saturday at 1 p.m., posted at KPFTX. There has been no move to promote it on air. And also, I noticed that your event this evening has not been properly noticed to the listeners to be meeting at 8 o'clock, your on-air dialogue with the listeners. I fully disagree with you that the listeners have no interest in hearing and being educated as to the governance matters of Pacifica. So I vehemently disagree with you in that respect. I would like for you to address how quickly we are going to get the promotion of the next town hall event on the air as it should be,
okay.
And also the dispatch so that you can send out an email blast to all the listeners. Thank you.
Time. Thanks.
Time.
Well, yeah. Myla, you're next. I have to unmute.
Thank you. I am reading from Robert Payne since he has a conflict with his work in terms of being audible. And he is asking Mr. GM about the reference to 174% and asking if that means that the station is that far in the red. So I hope you can answer that. Thank you.
This is Beth with an objection.
Objection to what, Beth?
California law requires that all participants are audible to all other participants at all
okay,
times.
Okay, thank you,
meeting.
Beth.
It's
noted. I'm sorry, we have quorum without Robert. She read a question from the chat. We're moving on. Paul Robeson is next.
Well, I would like the answer to that question.
Yes, I understand. We said we take the answers at the end. Paul Robeson is next.
Good evening, Mr. GM. I just have
no,
a quick
I know.
Question.
I was just saying
I'm
that to
I'm up next,
wage,
so you could pause that. Thank you very much. So, again, quick question. I know right now it's COVID. I know there's other protocols in place. But I did want to know as far as volunteering at the station. I know a lot of staff, you know, have been terminated. So I would imagine that there's a need for support. So is there an option for that for individuals on the board or from the public or in the listenership to come and support the station by volunteering?
Thank you. And then I see a hand from Ali Alexa, and then we'll have some replies from Mikhail, and then we'll take public comment.
Just pointing out that we've had people read comments from the chat into the meetings many times with no objection. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, thank you. We're moving on. Go ahead, Mikhail, if you have a chance, if you took some questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Look, I start by Lawrence. Lawrence was saying that there are too many bakers in the kitchen. Well, and he was comparing with WPFW. I've been there in WPFW, and I've been also in KPFA last Sunday visiting the station and talking with, having a nice conversation with the GM there. WPFW, to my knowledge, they now have only six, seven persons on the staff. This is not the case now of KPFK. We are still around 15 people, this is one of the things. So the model of WPFW involves other things. When you say about concerns about the bread, well, for me, the bread is the programming. And I hope that everyone here in the local station board will support the next programming that will come from the station, not from me only, but from the station. And that this new programming, whatever it is, should be in place and should be stable for as long as we can. Not preemptions, not shows that go out, no these kind of things. We have to regain people back and then ask for to be members, whatever. Janine was talking about the union. Well, I'm not specific good person to talk about the union. Sorry, Bella.
Knowledgeable.
I was saying that knowledgeable, yeah, person. Thank you to talk about the union. Again, I haven't participated in any of these meetings. I don't have any clue. I'm very naive on this turf. I don't understand why should we have always why we should always have a lawyer and the other part have their representatives. I don't know why can we get together in the station. But anyway, this is another discussion. The only point I want to say is that as a station, we have a plan. And I understand that the union has another plan. So we have to meet together. We have to have a common ground. But to have this for a year, I mean, this is not feasible because our lawyer costs us money. And I guess, well, the other money is from them. But our lawyer costs us money. And I don't want to spend, anything else with legal advisors. No? What else? Bella, she disagrees with the business manager and my take about okay, and the town hall and the interest of the listeners. Okay, look at this. I totally think that first of all, it's hard for you to follow me when I'm speaking. So look at this. How are they gonna listen to a program like that? This is one thing. And the second thing, we have a fantastic programming. We have talented programmers that we could use. I mean, the general manager can be interviewed in one of these programs once a year or twice a year or three times a year. And the local station board chair, Mr. Mm-hmm. Novik, can be also interviewed in one of those programs. And that would be very acceptable for anyone. But to have a specific program because there's a mandate from Pacific National Board that says that the program has to be between 10 and 9 p.m. and has to allow the same. Come on. We are a radio. Okay. But this is not for me to say anything else about that. I just wanted to answer Bella and say also I haven't promoted this program because I don't want to be promoted. So I'm going to go there at 8 and I'm going to do the best I can, but I don't want to be promoted. And regarding the town hall, I think that the town hall was to be held in this space in Venice. So a part would be virtual and the other part
it's only going to be virtual.
So virtual, this is not a town hall. Well, it's a town hall as we are now, but we are not sharing any drink, any slice of pizza, we are not gathering together. So for me, this is not a town hall. I'm really sorry about that. But if the town hall is done physically, hey, you can count on that. Bella, I hear the promo and I have no problem on promoting the new town hall, for sure.
Mr. Chair, it is Wednesday already, and it is this Saturday.
Yeah. Thank you, Bella.
It's not been completed yet.
It would be helpful. Bella, I said that I would love to promote this show if it was, sorry, this show, this town hall, if because I was told that it would be half physically in person and the rest would be.
The information.
Okay, we're not going to go back and forth. Thank you.
Okay. Let me regarding Myla, he was asking for the 174%. The only thing, I was saying that I regret not having here the person with me, the business manager. But on the other side, I have to admit that at least the person that I have in NITA is we are really working together, closing. And I have no problem now. And I can understand that everything is centralized and we are all on the same page. So now that we are all on the same page, I can advance you that at the end of this week, we are going to meet to at least have this budget, the budget for this year, with the help of Julia, which is the person in NITA, myself. And we're going to go through every single line. Obviously, I'm going to propose this budget to you. But I think this is the only way to go. So as much as I regret that we don't have this position here, I have to also acknowledge that the person from NITA is doing his best, and we are trying to streamline these kind of things. All the invoices go to NITA. All are signed by me because I've already seen them, and then we set a plan. Which ones can we pay first, et cetera. We are triaging the invoice. That's how we are functioning now.
Okay.
Excuse me, but what does the 174% refer to specifically? Can you clarify, please?
I don't know what 174% are you. I understand that this is the difference between what we are raising and the operational cost. Is this? Myla?
So does that mean we're operating at a loss of
174%? Obviously, we are operating at a loss.
At a loss of 174%. I'm just trying to.
Myla.
I'm just trying to hone in on the some clarification.
Okay, please.
That's all. I'm just.
Myla, we are operating on a loss since year or a year and a half from now. So
right,
we've been operating.
But the 174% refers to the percentage that we're operating at a loss of 174%.
Okay, we have a finance report later on. We're going to get to it. We're at time for this item. Item, and we want to take public comment before the GM has to go.
I'd like to move that we allow Harvey Wasserman to ask his question. And extend time.
Yeah, I'm on the line. Yeah, my question was, you didn't address that either about volunteering at the station.
I haven't still finished, Paul.
Okay.
Let me finish with the 174%. I've already seen the documentation that Mr. Blair sent before this meeting. But in any case, let me tell you that what we are doing now is at least have a picture of all the invoices and vendors and subscriptions and everything in between that comes from everywhere. And we didn't know. No one knows. Because I'm sick and tired of asking people here and everybody, nobody knows what. I mean, this was, the time of what was the name of Leslie Redford? Oh yeah, this was Leslie. I don't know. So nobody is very. Everything is very confusing. Nobody knows why. So we are trying to get to know the big picture first. And good news, since this week we are stepping in the good direction regarding the telecommunications invoices. So I think we'll be able to cut by half our telecommunications and phoning expenses after a month that we are behind this. But anyway, Regarding the Paul Robertson demand on volunteers, I would love to regain volunteers, and this is something that that I have on my plate. But now my priority is to get a budget on one side, and the second thing is to have a stable programming, and that's what I'm working on. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So we're going to take. All right, we're taking public. Yes. Thank you, Bella. We're taking public comment.
Well, this is Harvey public, Washington here.
Harvey, I'm sorry, but we you'll have to put it in the chat or save it for later because we extended for 10 minutes and we're past time in this item.
I move that the votes be counted. The votes need to be counted from the election.
Okay, that's you're nothing to do with the item under a discussion. Thank you.
I move that we extend time to allow.
I'm sorry. People are being. I'm going to mute you again. We're taking public comment now. We're mandated to take public comment at this meeting. So save the rest of the things you want to take up for another moment in the agenda. I have Colin user number 4. I have Michael Heiss, John Markowitz. I have someone calling in on a number that ends in 5600, Ruth Strauss.
Dr. Halley.
And that's Dr. Halley. Okay. Ruth Strauss, and the screen jumped. I missed somebody.
Can you hear me, Kim?
Kim, okay, Kim Kaufman. So the first name I called has disappeared from my screen. Who was that?
I think Serene.
Okay, call-in user. Yeah, call-in user number 1. Somebody on the phone had their hand up.
Oh, and Jara also has a public comment.
All right, I'll look for it and read it.
Okay.
Caller user number 1 on the phone, are you still here?
Yes. This is John.
No, you're listed as John. There was somebody else.
I'm sorry.
All right, we're just going back to Michael Heiss then. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, thank you. I have 2 hopefully quick questions for Mikhail. It's great to hear that you've been able to get us back on with the research consortium. Is it too early to give us a top-level view of any of the results? And if you don't have them yet, when might they be available? Because for the Community Advisory Board and outreach and programming, that's very vital data that we really need. The other thing is you've got your hands full. That's clearly the case. Is there any forecast as to when we might be able to rehire a program director so that you can concentrate on management, governance, and oversight, and the program director, heaven forbid, could concentrate on programming? Thank you.
Let me just answer really quick. I'm going to, I think that this, at the end of this month, we're going to have this first report. This is one thing. The second thing is that we are no longer the organization we used to be. So, I would love to have a program director, but if we have to stay afloat, as soon as I could, I would have a program director, because obviously we need lots of people. But anyway, I think that can be done, unfortunately, with the good help of a program director. No? Mr. Chair, I really have to go, if you don't mind.
Okay, thank you. We'll take the public comment questions and we'll get them to you in writing, perhaps, and maybe you can incorporate them.
Okay, I'll answer in writing then.
Yeah, all right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thanks.
All right, John Markowitz.
Yes, I'm sorry, Mikhail had to go. I wanted to emphasize what I believe has been sort of missing from the issue of the local station board's accountability, or the inability of the local station board in the past to be able to be apprised, and that includes the finance committee of the local board, in timely manner in regards to financial goings on at the station in regards to budgets, in regards to expenditures. And I think that this must be part of what NETA provides, not only to the national board, but to all of the station board members, and that this process has to be integrated. In other words, this board is not just a ghost, that it is the station boards are what creates the national board. And I believe that they have every right and every that they need to be brought into the situation of timely awareness of the same information that the national board members have, other than whatever things that may be, in other words, anything that would be deemed proprietary or needed to be put into executive session. This is also appropriate for local station board members when
time.
It comes to financing.
Thank you. Dr. Halley, then Ruth Strauss, and Kim Kaufman, and there's a comment from Hara Handala. Dr. Halley, go ahead.
Thank you. One second, my screen comes up. Yes, two points, really. Good evening, by the way. I'd like to urge in the strongest terms that the board continue with these LSB evening meetings, as many of us have found the Sunday morning sessions to be very inconvenient. Number two, I'm not entirely clear about when the voting will be on the coming proposed amendments to the Pacific bylaws, but I would like to say that I see a problem with, I think it's the third one, related to disqualifying act for membership. I think I'm stating pretty much the way it was presented by Mr. Novick, with which I'm in full agreement, that basically there should be, with regard to our membership list, there should be one transmission of candidate material from the station and not multiple mailings from candidates, groups, and proponents. And this should be from station funds, not from various other parties. So I'm asking to vote this down. It needs to be reframed. As it is now, it's not specific or not limited enough. Finally, a small matter. Tonight, I'm hearing everybody referring to the manager as Mikkel. My understanding was that it was Miguel. Could somebody clear that up, please?
It's spelled with a Q. He's Catalan. His name is, it's not a Spanish name. It's M-I-Q-U-E-L, Mikkel. Ruth Strauss is next. Ruth, go ahead. You have to unmute, Ruth.
Yeah, I'm sorry that Mikkel has left. I'm really sorry because, quite honestly, I think he made, he's new, but he really seemed to lack concept about a town hall. We had a really successful one 2 years ago before COVID, including a lot of food, and it was very well attended, and all the LSB was there to answer questions and some of the, you know, program director, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we've gone to the trouble to have one. We're belly aching about the fact that people don't have a voice. And to me, it's unconscionable that there hasn't been an announcement yet. And somebody needs to tell him that regardless of what he thinks about getting together in a time of COVID, that we need to announce this town hall PDQ tomorrow's Thursday and several times and post it online. Thank you.
Thank you. We will follow up. I'll follow up as LSB chair on that. Kim Kaufman is next, and then there's a comment from Hara.
I'll let you read Hara's first. I'll go after.
I think this is the start of it. I'm not sure. To be taken at his word, then the fiscal year 2022 budget will require cuts of more than 40%. More than 40%. All workings will be posted at Pacifica Watch, number three. I guess must have been something before that. Very hard to read these comments out of the chat. I'm sorry. Does somebody else has?
Michael, I'll read it.
Go ahead.
Okay. 4 points. One, Mikhail in his October 17th report to the LSB said, and I quote, "My goal is primarily to act and maybe we'll have time to plan later," unquote. Mikhail knows that everyone knows he has a plan and that executive director, I will correct that, interim executive director Brazan has told him what she expects of him. So Mikhail, what's your plan? And what parameters has IED Brazan given you? All concerned deserve to know, and it makes your job easier if you're open, bringing people in with you. Number two, in the same report, Mikhail said, and I quote, "The financial goal would be to balance our FY22 budget against our lowest income expectations," unquote. So that has to be based on the latest fund drive, an average of $5,800 pledged each day. This drive missed the pledge goal by $213,000. The previous one did likewise by $364K, so totaling $577,000. Astonishingly, on December 15th, 2019, then station manager Fields told the LSB that record keeping doesn't allow calculating the net proceeds of a fund drive. In any case, if Mikhail is to be taken at his word, then the FY20 will require cuts of more than 40%. More than 40%. All workings.
That's
will be
time, Kim.
Okay, well, I'm almost finished.
That means you stop talking.
Thank you, Eric.
Eric, let the chair.
Thank you, Eric. Kim has time for herself. She was reading Hara's comments. Make your own comment, Kim, and then we're going to move on.
I'm going to finish his. All workings will be posted at Pacifica Watch. Number three, today KPFK is running an annual loss at a rate of about $100K a month, so more than $3,000 a day. What has E.D. Brazan told Mikhail is an acceptable loss for December, say, and for March? And what rate of cost cutting does she expect? Number four, to conclude, the fear is obvious. IED Brazan has scenarios and plans, however hazy, and without transparency of what is planned, unless Pacifica gets windfalls, usually the necro economics of the golden corpses. What will end up happening is switching on the radio one morning and find out that KPFK is the repeater station.
Time.
Okay. Well, I'll save my comments
thank
for
you.
The next public comment.
Thank you.
This is time for this section.
Yes. Thank you, Bella. We're going to move the agenda on to the PMB director's reports. Ali Lexa, do you have anything to report?
I'd like to give mine after Beth Van Gunten.
Okay, Lydia Ponce and Lawrence Reyes did a joint report in writing. Lydia's not on the call yet, I don't think. But Lawrence, did you want to give that?
Yes, Jay. I'll give my report now. Okay. So the report was submitted to the officers, and the officers submitted my report to the board. So in regards to the PMB Elections Committee, the entire Elections Committee was very concerned of some of the processes that took place in the most recent completed network-wide delegate elections. The PMB Elections Committee opened the committee process to public comment, network-wide receiving and assessing testimony from network-wide listeners concerning delegate election concerns. The committee secretary pro tem, Janine Rowe, documented the public's concerns about the elections committee. The number two, the PMB governance committee, vetted some of the new bylaws proposals, and we are meeting next Wednesday, the 24th at 5:30 p.m. You can stream it on www.kpfts.org. And also, if you want to see the proposed bylaw amendments, you could go to pacifica.org for additional information. And then there will be an executive session. I'm going to read a report from our legal counsel in regards to a New Day litigation and counter lawsuit, a matter of public record. This director will be providing a report. New Day Pacifica, by its attorneys, Jan Goodman and her husband, Jerry Manpel, 4 months after the bylaws wide vote was announced, have all moved on, and we figure we all have moved on, have not only answered the lawsuit against New Day and Jan, but have filed a counterclaim seeking to have the New Day bylaws declared in effect. That was A. B, for the right of New Day to use the Pacifica email list and mailing list to raise money to pay for Jan and Jerry's legal bills. C, to have KPFK LSB election overturned. We had hope that they would just throw in the towel, but of course they didn't, and have put us at more financial liability. And I'll leave it at that, but it's a very unfortunate fact that here we are. KPFK is in a severe financial crisis, and yet Pacifica has to again defend itself from these actions that were taken by members who I thought were members in good standing. They are seeking for us to pay their legal fees as they're suing. Also, they are attempting to use our email list. And they're also attempting to use our mailing list in order to recoup their legal fees. They're also doing the referendum. They also send emails requesting funds to file lawsuits against Pacifica. So this is a very sad episode in Pacifica, and I just wanted to let the KPFK listenership know what is happening in regards. So this is a public matter, as everybody knows. When you file a lawsuit, it becomes it goes into public domain. And Arthur Schwartz, our legal counsel, granted me the permission to report on these matters. So I'll leave it at that, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Beth Van Grunten, I know you submitted a written report very shortly before the meeting. Did you want to go into some of that?
Thank you. So over the course of the last month, the KPFK financial crisis has deepened, compelling the focused attention of the entire Pacifica National Board because it represents an existential crisis to the network as a whole. The recently concluded KPFK fund drive was the poorest in the history of the station. Immediate course corrections are necessary if we are to continue operations. In addition to an earlier $150,000 installment, Pacifica has received an additional $350,000 of an emergency injury disaster loan, an EIDL loan, with another $1.5 million dollars in future increments is still possible, though not assured. This has helped satisfy some of our most urgent pressing debts and allowed us to continue operating, but is in no way a long-term solution. Everything necessary to conduct the fiscal year 2021 audit is now in place. It is expected to proceed on time for the first time in years now that we've made good on our previous debt to the auditors. The National Finance Committee has taken up the National Office Budget and Central Services Formula as the first of 8 Pacifica Financial Unit budgets to be addressed this year, to be followed by each of the other 7, several of which are now ready and waiting for review. The KPFK budget remains a work in progress. Over the course of the last month, I've attended all regular and special National Board, Committee, and Task Force meetings in which I represent KPFK, including all Pacifica National Board, National Finance Committee, National Strategic Planning Committee, National Development Task Force, and other meetings to assure reliable KPFK representation at the national level. Having been asked and having agreed to chair the National Development Task Force, the NDTF voted without opposition to confirm my nomination this month. We will identify a range of potential revenue streams, track them over time, and lay out clear steps to realize the most promising of those possibilities with the objective of increasing Pacifica revenue across the board. Though I recognize no obligation to acknowledge or answer the all-too-frequent ad hominem attacks, defamation, and other forms of verbal abuse, I'm more than willing to respond to questions, comments, suggestions, and civil critique. I remain ready and willing to serve in peace for Pacifica. Beth Von Gunter. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Ali, you reserve your time for Esther Beth. Did you want to give a report, further report?
Yeah, basically, I just want to agree with everything that Beth said, and I wanted to add 3 points. The PNB is currently holding a search for a permanent executive director. The search is moving forward. The personnel committee has a pool of candidates, now I believe over 20, that they're looking at and reviewing. That they weaned it down to about 20 that they're looking at for reviews and possible interviews in the next few weeks, hopefully moving forward on that. The other two things I wanted to mention, the National Board passed 2 motions in closed sessions regarding KPFK's union and staffing. I can't give the details, obviously, since it was in closed session, but a lot of the substance of them dealt with things that were spoken about tonight. And I just want to say, unfortunately, even though the PNB passed these 2 motions, one of them as long as 3 weeks ago, no action has been taken. So hopefully the motions that were passed in closed session addressing the union and staffing at the station will be followed through as soon as possible. I think it'll help the current situation. Thank you.
Mr. Chair,
may I add something to my report? I forgot to mention that there are three attachments of the counterclaim or the countersuit. And also Pacifica Legal's, Pacifica Foundation's legal response and also talking points. So there's nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing is all the truth. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks. Those will get posted to the LSB PNB page on the website as soon as I have a chance to get to them. And they'll be available for everybody to look at who's not on the LSB that you said to do already. So we have about 14 minutes for questions and answers from members of the LSB, and then we have 10 minutes of public comment after that. There's a chance for the directors to respond during the 14 minutes, and then after the 10 minutes of public comment, another 8 minutes for the directors to respond to the public comment. The members of the LSB that have questions for the directors.
Mr. Chair Bella?
Go ahead.
Yes, I have... I just wanted to clarify Mr. Lawrence when he said that I think he might have confused the elections, PNB Elections Committee, with something else on the second line of his report. Anyway, I wanted to for him to tell us when is the next follow-up meeting for this crucial committee to meet up and submit its final report findings of everything that was archived and chronicled by the pro tem chair from all across the network. And then my other question is for Ali Lexa. He never submits a proper documented report to this LSB since he has been a director, and I want to know, I've said this before, not the first time, and I want to know why. Thank you.
Chair, may I respond in regards to the question to me?
Go ahead.
And I do want to qualify that Ali has submitted written reports, but not lately. So in regards to the NES, the National Election Supervisor, has not submitted her final report to the network or to the PNB or to the IED. So we are waiting on that. Janine and I, Secretary Pro Tem, we'll get together. We will notice the next PNB Elections Committee in regards to that. So again, these natural disaster supervisors final reports have always been late, and I'm saddened to say that we do not know what's contained in those reports. We have exhaustive documentation as a result of testimony that was provided by the public network-wide to the PNB Elections Committee, and we will be making that public soon. Thank you.
Thanks. Other questions from LSB members? I actually had one for Beth. You said that the it wasn't clear to me on the sequence. Has the National Office budget already been approved?
There was a preliminary budget presented at the last NFC meeting for consideration, but it's long and complicated, and this will be the first National Office budget in quite a while, and so it was presented for our initial consideration. It will be taken up at the next meeting, so you're welcome to obtain a copy and give comment if you'd like. We'd like all the input we can get. So that
okay,
that
thanks.
Be, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That we intended the National Office budget to be the first one this year, based on the fact that we have the other seven now from last year as guidance documents, and that will then feed the process of the other seven. Thank you.
Right. If that could be shared as soon as possible, because I think it would, given that the central services are basically to accommodate the budget of the national office and national expenditures, then these stations really need to know what that is to make their
right.
budgets at a certain level. So. All right, thank you.
Right, thank you. If you have other questions, I'd be happy to talk to you about it now or at any point. So feel free to be in touch.
Mm-hmm. I don't see any other hands. Let me change screens. Anybody else on the LSB wish to ask a question? Okay, so we'll
Mr.
go.
Mr. Chair, Bella. Bella, just one quick comment. The general manager, rather quickly submitted a budget, but the budget was not I had submitted many questions to him personally on it, so that was squashed, and that would have been a primer for fiscal year 2022. Listening to the Finance Committee meetings, in the last three meetings, there has been, that I recall, no official budget submitted, and also NATA has had to go back to the drawing board regarding the P&Ls that have been submitted. And I want the listenership to know that. And I have said this before. Thank you.
Chair, if I could just ask Janine if she could post my report as requested in the chat by Kim Kaufman, if she could post it in the chat.
I'm looking for it right now, Lawrence.
Thank you, Janine.
Okay, there's four documents. Maybe I can text you on which to post. Thanks.
You can post
okay,
them all. It's a matter of public record.
Yeah, Pauline has a hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question for whichever director. I guess it would be Lawrence. In terms of the work of the National Elections Committee, my understanding is that this committee should not be disbanded, given that, or should continue to work on a regular basis to help us improve the election that's coming up this year for the local station boards. And I would like a quick answer as to what is your plan, your work plan, in terms of helping improve the upcoming election? Thank you.
Thank you, Paulina. Excellent question. I do not. If the incoming 2022 board nominates me and elects me back as a director to the PNB, I do not intend. I intend for the Pacifica National Elections Committee to be a mechanism to address a lot of those concerns that you just mentioned, Paulina. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bella, please don't put words in people's mouth. I know you think it's being helpful, but it's insulting. So we're going to go to public comment. members of the public want to direct questions to the directors if they wish, or we can't restrict public comment, but that's what we hope for, and then there'll be a chance for the directors to respond. It's 10 minutes to 8, and we have 40 minutes remaining in the meeting.
Well, I'd like to go again. I mean, I'd like to have a chance. Okay. First of all, I want to say that I am fully in support of NEDA taking over. No matter what these other people say, they don't have the experience I have with this. And what was going on was, well, let me say what's going on now is far superior, and not complaining about it.
You faded out there, Kim.
Oh, I wish people would stop complaining about NEDA taking, at least give them, I don't know, a couple of months, because what was going on before was really bad. And I'm personally happy that the GM is taking an active interest in the finances, which no other GM in 10 years has done. Well, that's not true. Radford did, which was not a good thing, because she didn't have any oversight. Also, I am somewhat offended, actually, by Mikhail bringing up the union issue and sort of putting his finger on one side of the issue. I just don't think that he should have done that here in this venue when the issues at hand are not made public for people
time
to determine it. All right. Well, I'll finish later.
We'll see.
Sarah has another comment.
You can probably come back in a sec. So far, I see Dr. Halley, and there's something else from Hara. And go ahead, Dr. Halley. Just disappeared on my screen. Dr. Halley, are you there? Have you lost the call? Sheila Hamanaka has a hand up. Go ahead, Sheila.
Hi, I'm a WBAI listener, and I just made a suggestion about a programming for KPFK, which is, I thought might increase outreach of the station, which is, I put it in the chat too, is to have a librarian's program with hopefully linked to the LA Public Library, where the subject was audiobooks, which are very popular now. And I know NPR has a program, which I always look for, which is their book review program. And I think it might attract people who are into audio that also use the LA Public Library. And the subject would be reviews and interviews with both authors and narrators of audiobooks, which audiobook listeners pay a lot of attention to, and also banned books. So the idea would be to have a progressive anti-racist librarian team doing this. Hopefully they would advertise it in the library system. These audiobooks, of course, come in English, Spanish, and other languages. So it could be a multilingual program. Thanks. That's all.
Thank you. There's a comment from Hara Handal. I'll try to read it. Four remarks. Number one, I was mistaken in my public comments last month concerning the latest. I'm sorry. I asked them to email it to me. It's impossible for me to scroll through it.
I'll read it.
Go ahead.
All right. Four remarks. Number one, I was mistaken in my public comments last month concerning the latest proposed bylaw amendments, and Chair Novick was correct on all membership vote only. Happens if either of two of them are approved by three or more LSBs in the PNB. Apologies for the misinterpretation. Number two, why did no director in their reports last month mention the very important investigation opened by the California Attorney General? Well, I'll answer that. This is not a new investigation, but continuing with his comments, this investigation was opened in 2015. It's ongoing. Anyways, CFO Sims told the NFC committee that in September and early October, she was spending all her time to compile, and I quote, a very, very long reply, unquote, to meet the October 15th deadline. So what is the scope of this part of the investigation? And B, why have four directors, by their silence, chosen concealment? Number three, the PNB Development Task Force, now chaired by Director Van Gunen, continues to conduct its open meetings in secret, violating both bylaw Article 6, Section 7, and CPB rules. CPB told Pacifica in May 2020 that it has to be fully compliant when it applies for money. The CPB is validating Pacifica's 2022 application.
Eric, thanks. Let us finish because we have 10 minutes of public comment and there are not many others.
Number four, contra Director Van Gutten's belief, the FY21 audit cannot proceed without the PNB Audit Committee recommending an auditor. He is correct on this point. The committee hasn't met since July.
Okay, thank you. Is there additional public comment?
Michael.
Okay, I see some hands up. Thank you. I had to go back on the other screen. I see Grace Aaron, Andrew Weiss, and Ruth Strauss. Okay, what's your request, Beth?
For a written copy of that commentary, please.
Yeah, I think he just emailed to me. I'll forward it to you.
Okay, so that I can respond.
Thank you. So Grace is next, and Andrew Weiss and Ruth Strauss.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to congratulate all the newly elected local station board members. I'd also like to thank the directors for their reports, and ahead of time, thank Fred Blair for his excellent, honest, and straightforward treasurer's report.
God.
I'd like to thank everybody. It's really, KPFK and Pacifica is struggling right now. I think if at all possible, we need to be kind to each other. Many of us are doing a huge amount of work toward improving Pacifica's prospects for the future. Hopefully, we'll be able to set aside our differences and work together in a positive way to re-APFK and take whatever actions needed to stop the deficit spending at our station and to rebuild it. It's going to need the goodwill and hard work of a lot of us. So thank you all in advance. I look forward to working with you all, and I hope to set aside my own differences. And congratulations to Ziri. I know she's here, and I hope that all of the excellent candidates who came forward who didn't win in the election will find committees that they can serve on. We need to resuscitate the community advisory board, or at least beef up the community advisory board. It's very needed, and also volunteering at the station. Thank you all very much.
Thanks. Andrew Weiss? Need to unmute.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. I agree with Grace Aaron, and thank you for that comment about the way we treat each other. Regardless of whether we agree or disagree, I think we ought to treat each other with respect and kindness. We're all working for Pacifica. That's the overall goal. And the tone is very disheartening here that I'm hearing in this meeting and in the chat. I wish it would stop and people would be a little bit more respectful of each other. It's been reported that at WPFW, they exceeded their fund drive goal. And given that KPFK has a much more wealthy community, a much larger signal area, I'm wondering if the directors would like to comment on that, about the potential for KPFK to meet its goals. And I think we can, but we need to change the tone. I think that's step number one, and work with the new manager and give him time to do his job. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Ruth?
Oh, okay, thank you. I really like the idea of the person who spoke up about from WBAI about the library thing. I don't know whether the public library is continuing to do this, but they used to have guest speakers, and actually so does Scripps, doing book reviews or authors. And I don't know whether they, as their own charitable contribution, would allow us, I don't know anything about, you know, copyright and blah, 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 but whether they would allow us to re-air that, both to draw in listeners on our end and also to kind of, you know, advertise that they put on these programs. So I thought that was a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, Myla in the chat wrote that the library is still doing Aloud. I believe that KCRW is the media sponsor for Aloud. So they probably won't be happy if we try to run it. But there are many libraries that have similar programs besides the Central Branch.
Mr. Chair,
Michael, I got my hand up.
Right, I understand. We have 8 minutes for public comment. Bella's saying we're at time for the public comment. We have 8 minutes for response. So go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. And thank you, Andrew, for your tireless dedication to KPFK and your positive perspective in regards to that. I just want to join Grace, Aaron, in welcoming Siri. I want to also extend an olive branch to work together in moving our station in its challenges forward, because that's one of the things that we have to do to move our station forward, because that's what we really care about. So I definitely join you and associate myself with your remarks. And Andrew, I am an eternal optimist. I don't know where I get the energy from, but I love this network, this entire network, and I love KPFK. That's why I give more than I'm capable of giving. I have developed an appeal to labor, to organize labor, to also participate in giving as well. So I'm certainly not throwing in the towel, but I know that some facts are very difficult to report. It has saddened me to report that we are going to incur more legal fees. We're going to have to spend more money in defending this network because of the actions of some that have filed lawsuits against us. So, and I know that may sound negative, but that's what's a matter of public record. And I thought it was incumbent of me and my responsibility to the listeners to that KPFK to report those facts. So I know it's very uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable for me, but you know, I just got to lay it out like a kid from Brooklyn. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. There was a question that was raised by Hara regarding the NETA response about having to collect documentation by October 15th to respond to the Attorney General. Do any of the directors care to comment on that? Is there anything public can be said about it?
I've got my hand up.
Yes, you're not a director, respond. Mila.
I could respond as a director if you want to allow Mala to ask her question. Then I could respond to Hara.
Myla, right now it's the director's response.
I just have a question about how long, if there's a time limit on the director's response.
There's 8 minutes for the director's response to the public comment, and we have several of those minutes still left. Thank you.
So, Haba, I'm aware of the complaints the complaints that have been encouraged by some who, in my opinion, do not have the best interest of Pacifica in mind. Encouraging people to call the Attorney General. As Kim intimated, this is something that has been ongoing for a while, but I really don't have anything in regards to specifics, but I will get back to you. You could communicate with Michael, and I will get back to you offline. Thank you.
Okay, any other directors?
Yeah,
go ahead, Beth. Yeah.
Just that we met the requirement. We provided the documents that were requested, and it's the one time. That's the last I've heard. So I presume that they're now being reviewed. Thank you.
Thank you, okay. Beth. Yeah, that's what I know as well. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So having finished public comment number two and the response to it, we're...
Could Margo Iser be added to the stack for 1 minute or so?
We exhausted the time for public comment earlier. I'm sorry, Margo. It'll be another
comment. Okay, that's okay. I'll listen some more. I got in late. Okay, hold on.
Okay, thank you. Bella, we're the next agenda item is the one that was added by Jan Goodman. Did you want to say something, Jan?
How much time has been allocated, Mr. Chair?
Well, it's 8:05, I think 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then we're probably going to have to truncate the meeting.
Could Margo be heard for a moment? For a moment,
we have additional public comment. We'll get to it when we do.
Okay, 10 minutes. Thank you.
Jan, you have the floor for the agenda item you want to add regarding the elections.
Yeah. How much time, Michael?
10 minutes total, 2 minutes to motivate whatever she wants to put forward. If
2 minutes. Okay.
Okay. I put a motion in the chat, but I will read it.
Okay, could you email it to the LSB1 list, please? Everybody gets it. It's too hard to find things in the chat.
Sure.
Read it, and then put it in the email it.
Sure.
Thank
it's
you.
Called LSB, just and one is right after the LSB1 at kpfk.org.
Yeah, it's the LSB and the numeral one.
Okay. All right. So, whereas the report on the results of the KPFK LSB election, which concluded on October 15, 2021, failed to include the names or votes for Robert Payne, Nancy Perlman, Will Ryan, and Adam Woolman. Therefore, the KPFK LSB requests the National Election Supervisor and Simply Voting to retally the votes by November 25, 2021, including the votes for each of the above candidates forthwith, so that if these candidates win, that they may be seated along with the other rightfully elected LSB members. And I will just motivate this. I suspect that most people don't even know this, but the results that were posted, as if they were the complete results, the first page of them, just completely disappeared the names of four of the candidates. And these four candidates all were endorsed by New Day Pacifica. And despite what it sounds like at these meetings, New Day Pacifica got a majority of the staff and of the listeners in Los Angeles. They got 76% of the listeners and 61% of the staff. So this is not some small little off group. This is the majority of the members who voted. Anyway, these people were just disappeared off of the results. There was nothing saying that they were disqualified. It was like some, fascist CIA directed coup, that these people were just disappeared. They ran for the LSB. They were on the ballot for the entire time throughout the election. Neither they nor the voters nor the LSB nor governance that I know of were told that they were not qualified. And the only clue that there were that these candidates existed was that when the first three candidates who 1, 2, and 3 were when those people got elected, they were all three endorsed by New Day. There was a 572 votes were put into the exhausted pile. That means that those votes would have all gone to these four people had they not been disappeared off of the counting. And it's really an outrage. It is undemocratic. It is un-Pacifican. It is crazy. And
Jan, your time for your motivation of it. We have some hands up for people who want to speak. I saw Myla and then Janine.
I'd like to allow Janine to go first, and followed by Lawrence, and then I'd like to speak after them.
Okay. I object to that, Chair. She's before me. I'd like to go after her.
Is this 90 seconds, right, Michael? 90 seconds for this part?
Okay, 90 seconds. Thank you. We'll take Janine, and then we'll...
Yeah, I'm quick. I just wanted to say that, the Elections Committee, I'm on the committee, and I'm the secretary for it. We are waiting for the report to come out. And if I think it's very disappointing that if candidates were disqualified, that they weren't informed, and that there's nothing on the results website. That's very disheartening. But there is so much that is disparaging about the election that I really feel that this one motion doesn't cover it. So that's all I have to say. I think that we'd be better off with a motion after we get the report, because there's just too much. We don't even have proof that candidates' statements were played on air. So, it's a wide range of things. Thank you.
Thanks.
But we do have a report saying who won, and that...
Okay, thanks. Jan, it's not back and forth. There's a stack ahead of you. Myla, go ahead, because there are a lot of other people have their hands raised.
Okay,
and I don't want to go back and forth.
I would just like to say that we do have the report of who won. And presumably we are going to seat those people, even though this is extraordinarily irregular, that people who were included on the ballot and people who were voted for were not acknowledged in the vote tally that was provided to us and upon which we are going to rely. And I believe that because of this irregularity that we simply cannot rely on it. And that's why I support Jan's motion. And I don't think we can move forward in terms of seating new members until we have a tally that includes those individuals who are on the ballot and who people voted for. Thank you.
Thanks. I have Lawrence, Ali, and then Eric.
Thank you, Chair. So let me just mention the word disenfranchising. A motion like this is not only disenfranchising, it's extremely expensive to engage in what New Day Pacifica is already doing to the network in regards to already costing us hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend ourselves in court. And now they want to do a recount, which I believe it will be.
I'm not talking
about disenfranchising. Excuse me, Jan, I did not interrupt you. So I think it will be completely disenfranchising, very expensive. And if you don't play by the fair campaign provision rules that apply to every candidate, then you reap what you sow. And so I encourage my colleagues to vote this motion down. Thank you.
Sorry, losing my screen here. I have Ali, Alexa next, and Eric.
So this is a statement and a question. So am I to understand that four candidates that were in the running, they were campaigning, had made statements, were on the election page or pages, simply disappeared from the results or any ranking as this thing went forward? I would hope, I guess Robert Payne is here, and he's one of them. If he had gotten any kind of a notification of something he had done wrong or something to violate the fair campaign provision, that he would have been notified before the results came out with no reference to him. I don't care about the New Day and the other stuff, but I think it's really, really inappropriate and actually shocking to see the candidates that were in the running to just completely disappear without any kind of warning or announcement to everyone that's involved. So I would support this just on the fact that this is highly irregular.
Thank you. Payne wrote in the chat that he received no notification, zero. Eric?
Thank you, Michael. Let me time myself here first. Hold on. So Jan mentioned about the vote here at KPFK. The vote that was relevant to the New Day proposed bylaws amendment was the vote. It was a two-pronged vote, first of the listeners nationwide. All five station memberships voted, and the members cumulatively at all five stations were required to pass it by a majority, and cumulatively the staff in a separate vote were required to pass the proposal by a majority. It's that second vote that failed, didn't carry, and therefore the entire New Day proposal failed. So what Jan's objecting to is it's not well taken, and this somewhat related incident involving a violation of the fair campaign practices that New Day was chastised for. And my understanding is that through council and so on, the notification from the Pacifica Council were informed, their candidates were unfortunately disqualified for good cause. I'm familiar with the facts. I consider it good cause. I oppose this motion. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, we are at time.
Okay. So in that case, we'll have to go to vote on Jan's motion. I don't think I see it in the email. I'm sorry, we're just going to, if we're at time, we're going to a vote on the motion, is what I said, but I still don't see the motion in my email. Jan, could you send it to me and I'll forward it? I don't know. The LSB one has been glitchy. The answer is
I'm so sorry. And don't I get a chance to at least rebut and give a final?
We had 10 minutes for a time for it. No, it's not a debate in that sense. Okay. You get a rebuttal.
Okay, so hold on one. I'll send it. I'm sorry. I was just, you know, involved in the listening to all of this.
Okay.
And, hold on one second.
Michael, I'm forwarding what I cut and pasted out of the chat.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry.
May I second the motion?
Okay, sure. Yeah. I don't see it, and we're running out of time for the whole meeting because it's 8:18. So if maybe
I got it.
If you can read it again.
Yes. It's whereas the report on the results of the KPFK LSB election, which concluded on October 15, 2021, failed to include the names or votes for Robert Payne, Nancy Perlman, Will Ryan, and Adam Wallman. Therefore, the KPFK LSB requests the National Election Supervisor in simply voting to retally the votes by November 25th, 2021, including the votes for each of the above candidates forthwith, so that if these candidates win, that they may be seated along with the other rightfully elected LSB members. And I'm pointing out, not asking for a whole revote, I'm just saying the computer run, just to include these people in the computer run. That's all. LSB1@kpfk.org.
Okay, everybody just heard it is in the chat, at the bottom of the chat, so it might be more visible. And I just like to ask Janine to call the roll, because by the time we finish that, we're practically at time for the meeting.
Okay, so a yes vote is in favor of the motion to include the four candidates. Michael Adler?
No.
Alan B. Fred Blair?
Yes, vote.
Sorry, Alan Beek, do you vote yes or no?
This is Alan Beek. What are we voting on?
Oh, we're voting on Jan's motion. We're voting on Jan's motion that the LSB request a retally of the recent election to include the four candidates
you
who
are
were
muted.
Removed.
Alan Beek votes no.
You are unmuted.
Okay, thank you. Fred Blair?
I vote no.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Thank you. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson?
No.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Barbara Marbach, I saw her join for just a second, and I don't know that she's still on the call. We have Robert Payne. I'm going to move on to Myla Reason, sorry.
Thank you. It's Reason, and I vote yes. For democracy.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Thank you. Paul Roberson?
Yeah, like her, I also vote yes for democracy.
I'm Janine Roan, and I'm going to vote yes because I'm realizing now that it's just to include their results. Mansoor Sabah, I don't think has joined us, or Oscar. Polina Vasiliev?
I think she had to leave, didn't she?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I still see her.
Actually, I'm sorry. I'm voting no. I think it should say that it's they're disqualified, but not their votes. Then we have Beth von Guten.
No.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman. Not sure he's still on the call
because his electricity went out. I mean, his, you know. Battery.
Polina Vasilia votes no. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. So we're waiting on Harvey Wasserman.
Somebody said he lost his connection.
Okay. Robert Payne, if you're able to respond. Okay, so right now I only have 12 votes, 4 yes, 8 no, and I don't know whether the chair wants to vote or whether we should wait.
No, the chair is not voting.
Okay, so...
Motion is defeated.
Defeated.
Okay,
Robert,
we have...
Robert Payne said that he... He tried to speak out loud into the meeting, but apparently he was still muted.
The muting is at his end. All we can do is ask him to unmute. I'll try it again.
Well, looks like he's saying that he votes yes, but not that it'll make a difference, but just for the count.
Okay, well, we have barely enough time to have our final 10 minutes of public comment, so we're going to go to that. And
Michael, did you forget the treasurer's report?
Yeah, unfortunately, we set a time certain to end of 8:30, and we need to have 10 minutes of public comment, so we're not going to get to it. And
Eric, this is Eric. I'll move to extend to allow Fred to make his report.
Okay.
Minutes. So let's extend the entire meeting by 15 minutes just to have padding.
I object. I'd say we can extend it by 5.
I don't want to go back and forth on 5 or 10 or 15. It's going to take too long to give them 10 minutes, please.
I object.
Okay. All right. We'll note your objection. I think we'll extend it. But right now it's all right. Go give your report then. Try to do it as quickly as you can. We'll take public comment as the last item.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Go ahead.
I sent out my treasurer's report about an hour before the LSB meeting, and I also sent out a set of financials that I downloaded from Allegiance and some other financials. In any case, I'm just going to read my report. The financial situation at KPFK is in reality fairly simple today. We are currently bringing in 1/4 of the income we did at the beginning of the COVID-19 lockdown 20 months ago in March 2020. KPFK saw its income cut in half at the beginning of the lockdown. Everybody saw big income collapses with the pandemic lockdowns and responded by cutting expenses. KPFK didn't cut expenses enough. The government PPP loans, which we received 2 infusions of, were designed to keep businesses and nonprofit organizations alive and operating at a basic level throughout this event until the world restarted after the vaccines arrived. Pacifica received 2 PPP loans of $1.2 million each, one in fiscal year FY20 and one in FY21. KPFK received from these loans 2 inputs of $393,653 for the first and $342,319 each as its portion of the PPP money in January and August of fiscal year 21, as shown in the latest August P&L statements that I sent out, we sent out today. But KPFK saw an additional cut in its income, which began during the spring fund drive in April of 2021 and culminated in a cut in half of income with the summer fund drive in July. And the October fund drive is the same. This is the timeline of our income collapse to 25% of pre-pandemic levels. This is the point at which we are today. Again, the financial situation at KPFK has now passed a threshold whereby the station can't bring in enough income to pay operating expenses. We are no longer operating as a normal business, and something will have to be done, or the Pacifica board will have to shut down this unit in order to save the rest of the Pacifica radio network. What can't go on doesn't. The fall fund drive that started October 5th did very badly. The daily dollar average is around $5,800 per day for 32 days. This is the same as the summer fund drive in July that did $5,500 per day. The total dollars pledged is currently at $187,626.11. Remember, going back to, dollars, as of November 5th, these 2 drives are the worst drives that any of our staff can remember, going back to the 1980s. Now we can't pay our bills because our income is less than our expenses, big time. As to the fund drive performance itself, the major fundraisers are the same standard, usual programmers. Margaret Prescott, Maggie LaPique, Roy Tuckman, Global Village, Christine Blosdale. Everyone else is far behind them in terms of fundraising as usual. But you will notice 2 programmers, fundraisers, that are missing from the above list. They resigned or stopped fundraising in July, both of which told their audiences on air to either stop giving to Pacifica or KPFK or only give on a monthly basis as sustainers to protest our governance. They were the number two and three biggest fundraisers before leaving the station, and they took their audience with them. This is what caused the 50% collapse, drop in Kay's income in July and October. And I'm going to cut this short. What I have been reporting here is our beloved KPFK now is on its final downhill slide into financial oblivion. I am so sad at having to rewatch this happen. While nothing effective is being done to stop this by anybody, it appears. These are my opinions and truths as I see them. Thank you for your time. I'll take questions at this point. I guess there's no time for questions, Michael.
How much time do we have? We extended for 10 minutes to accommodate this. I think we have about 6 minutes for questions.
Yes.
Okay. I see a hand up from Janine. Anybody else?
Bella, to the stack. I cannot raise my hand.
Okay. Star 9 on the phone, Bella. Janine, go ahead.
I cannot do it. I have too many things
okay.
going on.
Okay. All right.
My
fine.
Phone.
Thank you, Bella. Janine is up. You're next.
Thanks. Well, one is getting, there's probably about 8 pages of reports that came in an hour before this meeting, so I haven't even really been able to look over them. So that's, just in the future, it would be advantageous to receive them before the meeting with enough time to review. The other thing is that I would like, Fred, if you could explain what you think that when you say no one is doing anything. Are you speaking that because we have a fundraising committee that's meeting at the finance committee, we're trying to get more reports and try to get a budget and be diligent about all that. I guess I'm just wondering what you mean by that, where you say nobody's doing anything.
Can I answer?
Okay,
how much,
thanks.
How much money have you actually brought in? Are you going to let me answer questions?
Let's try the same thing you did with Mikhail. We'll take all the questions. You'll have a few minutes to answer. Bella, you're next.
I second that all these reports came in an avalanche right before the meeting. I had to actually reformat the allegiance report, the worksheet, so that it would make more sense, and also the MEMSIS report. And again, I see no cost anywhere. Where is the cost? Then for the finance committee, I've still not seen August. We are now in the middle of November, past the middle of November, and NETA is supposed to be providing these reports. Since January, NETA has been extremely late in providing the only report for the network, a consolidated P&L. So you are not addressing any of that. No one seems to be addressing any of that. We are not getting any reports at the finance committee. We wasted all our time at our last committee because there was so much argument about a follow-up committee. Why? Because we had nothing to work with. And these are the meetings that have been held for the last 3 meetings, in fact. So I'm going to leave it there. It's very disappointing. But people can go to kpftx.org, and you can hear the audio stream for yourself. And we are getting no numbers. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't see any other hands.
This is what I mean by nothing useful.
We'd be adjourned.
We extended the meeting by 10 minutes, Alan. So we're going to take a quick response from Fred, and then we'll take public comments.
This is what I mean.
We'll be adjourning to a closed session. Please remember, We're adjourning to a brief closed session to hear a report from the directors regarding KPFT. Fred, go ahead.
This is what I mean by nothing useful. All I hear is belly aching, and that doesn't raise a dollar. In any case, NEDA has been busy doing other things, as people have heard. They're preparing for the FY21 audit. They're preparing the year-end balance sheet. They've been preparing a lot of documents for the Attorney General. So there are good reasons why the year-end final P&L for September hasn't come out yet. As soon as it does come out, it will be forwarded to people. So I don't know what else to say at this point. Thank you.
Thanks. So I will say that the local station board did make a $1,000 matching grant pledge that was fulfilled. It was used on the last day of the fund drive and was matched. And so we did make those donations. I want to thank all the members who did contribute that, particularly Michael Adler, who made a very, very substantial donation that made it possible, and the rest of you who did so. Thanks. So we'll take public comment. I think I heard Margo Iser.
Jim, yes. Jim next, and Jara has a comment
here.
Yeah,
Harandal in the stack, right?
And can you put me on, please?
Yeah, so
thank you.
I have Margo, Kim, Andrew, and then I think Milo is going to read Hara's comments. Go ahead.
Okay, should I start?
Yeah, go ahead, Margo.
Okay, in the box of money, every single group, even the Girl Scouts, whenever there was a meeting, I guess I remember the name of this girl, there would be a detailed report from the treasurer who would say, we did this, we did that, we spent this, we spent that, da 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 da, and then everybody would look at it and da 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 da. I believe that somebody who is knowledgeable about accounting and all the proper procedures to reveal every single penny that our money is being spent on should be in charge of being the treasurer, whether it should be a volunteer, which is ideal for a nonprofit organization, and that person could then be required, as probably the bylaws say, to report every month on income and outgo, et cetera, et cetera. I don't understand why a treasurer has been allowed to not do that. I mean, there may be other things that go on that maybe a committee could be working on, but that also has to be revealed. I don't like the word transparency. I want the word revealed, every penny of where the money is spent, and, you know, adding up plus and minus, subtracting, you know, just that facts. I don't understand what's been so hard about that. And I think that I have to go back to my idea that if a program is on 5 days a week and repeated for hours and hours and hours and hours, that person gets to yammer and yammer and blah, 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 blah. That isn't fair to a program that's stuck in like 8:30 in the morning on a Sunday or somewhere else. They don't get time to pitch. I have people who have one day a week programs come on and say,
okay, we're thank you for your time, Margo.
I think that's not a fair way to judge the programs. Thank you.
Thanks, Margo. All right. I have Andrew, then Kim, and I'll read a comment from Robert Payne, and then Mila can read Harris.
Yeah, this is Andrew Weiss here. Yeah, I'm on hold for the report to the listener with the general manager. They're not taking calls until 8:45, I'm told. The mandate from the PNB says it should be at least half the show, so it should be at least half hour, not 15 minutes. So please follow up with the general manager. Also, he's spending the time interviewing Carrie Harrison about his personal life. I don't think that's relevant to the report to the listener and what's going on with our station. I think the general manager needs to know why we have a report to the listener to discuss what's going on at our station. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Kim?
Wait. Am I on mute? No. Okay. Boy, bringing up Harrison, I would like to know about that whole third-party fundraising thing that... That's something else, man. I don't know if I said before, was the IED who hired the expensive attorney to represent Pacifica with the union. And the union people have a right to be heard. And I don't feel they're being heard. And I don't think the GM really should have weighed in the way he did. You know, this hand-wringing by Fred over, you know, the dire finances, you know, this started in the beginning of FY 2019. He and Grace and Ken refused to look at the finances and would not let anybody speak in that committee. This is, you know, a 2.5-year-old problem, and it didn't happen. And talk about nobody doing anything. That was the time to do something. And I am no fan of the New Day Pacifica people, but I find it shocking that you voted against even wanting to find out what happened to these four candidates who just apparently disappeared. That's just not right. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert Payne in the chat says, from 2012 on, I contributed money and attempted to volunteer for Ian Masters. Again and again, I told him not to abandon KPFK. He endured endless assaults on the LSB. finally, in his hubris, I lost it. It's very hard to read. Sorry. I don't know why I have so much difficulty with the chat, but it's very, very difficult for me to scroll through a long chat. Myla, you said you were going to read Hara's.
Yes, this is from Hara Handala. Three points. Number one, the station's FCC broadcasting license expires Wednesday, December 1st, two weeks time. Why didn't Mikhail mention this? Why has no director reported on the work being done by the KPFK management and by National? Odd, to say the least. Number two, why has the greater public not been mentioned in connection with KPFK's fund drive preparation? According to the last three auditors' reports, all stations have contracted with the greater public. They're not registered at the California AG's charity registry. However, Allegiance is having contracted with KPFA for fundraising advice from December 22nd last year to November 11th this year. Why is this? Number three, 2021 has seen another delegate pseudo-election. In October 2018, National Elections Supervisor Mr. Drew emailed then ED Maxie Jackson that he had decided to terminate the election because he found the membership rolls unusable as the basis of elector rolls. They were so corrupted that he couldn't even certify candidates. Since Mr. Drew, only Pacifica insiders have been the National Election Supervisor. Also, the National Election Supervisor, let me just finish, Peñazola's 2019 final report has been severely delayed. In November 2019, she wrote on the elections website that the report would be available within a few weeks. It was published 18 months later without announcement this year, circa May 13th.
Okay, thanks. I did find the rest of Robert Payne's comments. The cancellation of the vote is what comes with my work. Allow me to add this to the offer to work. I made more money manipulating code, meta tags, and YouTube ads than I made as a professor. Got it? I could have done that work for KPFK, not now. Scroll down a little further.
This is Beth. Robert Payne is a member of the board. He's not a member of the public.
Okay. Well,
as a member of the board, it's required, if he's going to take part in the meeting, he has to do so audibly. The requirement of the law.
This is public comment.
Okay, fine. All right. Anyway, there were no other hands up for public comment, and we're at time for the meeting. So we said we would adjourn after the public comment into a closed session. So I'm going to ask Janine to remove people from the call who are not on the LSB.
Michael, I'd like to move one more extension. I have a motion that I'm trying to put forward.
I object, Chair. We have to adjourn into executive session.
It's a competitive anyway.
Yeah, I think
I request time to at least let the members know what the motion is. I emailed it out just a few minutes ago.
That's not an order, Chair.
We reached our time certain and we extended the meeting and we fulfilled that. We did our 10 minutes of public comment. We have to go to the closed session now.
Move to adjourn.
Michael and Derek, could somebody capture the chat?
I want to hear what she has to say. I'm a member of the public. I want to hear what she has to say.
Move to adjourn to closed session.
I'd like to read it into the record.
I
second at least motion. This is
we've moved to adjourn and second chair
to you know come on.
I'm sorry, we reset time. The chair's already ruled.
This is my meeting. This is my last LSB meeting as a member. Monthly
chair,
and I have a motion.
Please, I'm sorry. Everybody else, please stop talking. I appreciate that you want to make the motion, Janine. But we can't.
Right.
So
and
please.
I won't be able to again ever, right? So I would
so
like
we
to
have
to
I'm sorry, we have a delegates record. We have a delegates assembly, which you are still a delegate and will be through that meeting and there'll be opportunity to do so. But right
okay,
now
so this
please
can
let
be
us
put on that the motion can be put on that agenda then.
Or we could schedule an additional meeting, but we can't do anything else at this one. I'm
okay,
sorry. Please remove the people. Yes, the meeting is not ending. We're just removing the people from the meeting who are not on the LSB so we can have our closed session report from the directors regarding KPFT.